the podcast. And now, here is the only man in America who's not in the bomb squad, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our first Sunday night podcast here of BB16. Very excited to talk about a very, very fun show here tonight on our first Sunday. Plus, then later on, we'll talk about all the action from the weekend in live feeds. And of course, we'll give you a warning before we get into anything on the spoilers. And here's the man who has watched only about a couple hundred hours of the Big Brother live feed so far. Here is Mr. Brian Lynch. Brian, how are you?
I am great. Hello, everyone. I was curious to see how the bomb squad came about, but now I'm kind of thinking that I wish I didn't know, actually.
You wish you didn't know. Did it go like you thought it was going to go?
Yeah. I mean, we kind of knew. Well, I mean, Zach and Frankie have been complaining about Devin trying to run the whole game and bringing people into the alliance. It's been kind of crazy.
All right. Well, it was a very, very fun night so far. So far on a season that has been marked not so much by good gameplay, but comically bad gameplay. So it's going to be a very fun show to talk about here with you guys. Of course, we have our chat room open here on robhasawebsite.com, and we are getting all sorts of comments so far coming in. We also have our hashtag RHAP, which you can use on Twitter and send in your thoughts. And of course, on our YouTube channel, we are live, and you could post those comments where we can answer them later on in the show. RobHasAWebsite.com/YouTube. Of course, Brian, the live feeds kicked off on Thursday night. It was a lot of excitement. This is nothing spoiler related, so don't worry about that. The feeds kicked off. Everybody was pretending to stay still like a statue. And then, and where did they go from there, Brian?
Well, they just started to run all over the house. A couple of house guests took their clothes off. Joey herself took her top off. I think she had pasties over her nipples. Hayden was running around with his hat over his junk. It was, you know, just mayhem for a few minutes, and then back to sort of game at that point.
All right. So yeah, all sorts of shenanigans going on already on the Big Brother live feeds. If you want to check them out, I've still been sending out live feed bingo cards all weekend. You have the option to jump in at any point on the Big Brother live feeds for full season or the monthly pass for the Big Brother live feeds. I think you can get a free 2-day trial when you sign up anytime. RobHasAWebsite.com/live feeds. You can get your feeds through the website and support us. And I'll send you a Big Brother live feed bingo card if you follow the instructions at RobHasAWebsite.com/bingo. All right, let's get into talking about tonight's show. And, you know, I feel like they'd say this about baseball. I feel like we can talk about this with Big Brother. It's that you cannot win the game in the first week of the season, but you certainly can lose it. And I feel like we definitely saw tonight Devin and maybe anybody who's going to follow him particularly closely, maybe losing the game because this guy is with an alliance called the Bomb Squad, is a loose cannon.
Oh, definitely. Like I said, he would have had to play exceptionally well to even make it to jury because of his physical he's imposing physically. So the fact that he's like playing an exceptionally poor game and he's relying on people's fear of him, basically to keep him safe. He's setting himself up for a big ass backdoor.
Yeah. I mean, this is some of the, like, the worst strategizing. I mean, we're seeing things that is making the moving company. I know Cody said, I don't know if I'm in the brigade or the moving company right now. I mean, we are seeing stuff from Devin here that's making the bomb squad look like, making the moving company look like the brigade compared to the bomb squad.
Yeah. It's been kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it really has been very, very bad stuff. All right, so we're going to break down everything here from tonight. And then later on in the show, I'll give you a warning when we're going to talk about the live feeds. Of course, we ask you as well in the chat to not talk about the live feeds until we get to that point. Give people a chance to X out if they get to that point and they don't want to hear anything further. Plus, we have Brian's alliance chart through Sunday night here, and that's very exciting. And Brian, you don't even know this. I took what you gave me, and then we souped it up a little bit.
Good, because it was looking kind of rough.
Okay, good. All right, so let's talk about the idea of the bomb squad here. And so the show opened with Frankie and Caleb talking about working together, which seemed like a good idea. Actually, you know what? Let's talk through this beat by beat, just because I'm afraid we're going to miss something. So the show started with, you know, we got to see the both guys' HOH rooms. Brian, do you like the way that they designed the double HOH room?
I mean, I don't like the HOH rooms. I don't like the nest thing. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I ain't going to complain about it, Rob. I can't be complaining about small things like that.
All right. So we have the double HOH room. What is the logistics of it? So the door is through Caleb's room, and then you have to walk through Caleb's room to get to the second HOH room?
It's essentially like having the coach's room open from BB14 again.
Okay. All right. So then you go ahead and we get who wants to see the HOH room. Did the guys get like pictures and stuff? Because some people had been saying, oh, are you going to get some pictures of Ariana Grande when Frankie becomes the HOH? We didn't see any of that.
No pictures this week.
Okay. So meanwhile, we got a lot of Nicole and Christine so far over the weekend. Brian, are Nicole and Christine soon to be America's new favorite alliance?
They're great. They're really great at kind of lying low. They're not all over the feeds. So I don't know if they're really going to kill it on the feed side of raking in fans, but I mean, in the diary room, they really know what's going on in the game, and I'm enjoying exactly what we saw out of them from tonight's show.
I love them. And I feel very good about Christine after tonight's episode.
Exactly. She's got herself in a real good spot.
Yeah. You know, I didn't mention this at the top of the show. Here's a comment from Mark Stibation, and Mark Stibation says the new opening titles improvement. Boy, Brian, I thought the opening titles were super fancy.
They were great. I mean, it's something different that we've kind of never seen before. So I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was fantastic. I really loved it. So we open up then the bro talk between Frankie and Caleb, and they decide that they're going to start working together. And on paper, this seems like a good idea, because I don't think anybody's suspecting Frankie and Caleb are working together. It's really, if they could have just kept it at this, this would have been probably a good idea.
Oh, just have it Frankie and Caleb working together?
Yeah.
And be super secret?
Yes.
That would be great. I think Frankie would be a positive influence on Caleb, actually. And it would be a really good thing for his game. I don't know. Maybe it's better for Frankie that all this goes down, because the mess that he leaves in his wake when he walks away is going to be so huge that he's going to be free and clear from it, I think.
Okay. Let me see. Let me attempt something here that's never been done on the podcast. Let me go ahead, and I'm going to try to telestrate something. Okay. So is this working? Are you seeing what I'm doing, or is this not working? Forget it. Forget I attempted that. We'll cut that part out of the show. Anyway. So I wanted to make a chart here of where on one side of the chart, I want to make the chances of alliance working. On the other side of the chart, I want to make the number of people in an alliance. Would you agree that that chart goes from the highest chance of working is at two people, and then the more people you add to the alliance, the less of a chance that works?
Yes, I would agree. And I would say from two people to three people, there is a big, huge drop off, because obviously with two people, you can get to the final two and be satisfied with that. With three people in alliance, you always know that one of them's out.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a very, very fair point. And, you know, the brigade did work out. But I feel like for the most part, a two person alliance is a nice sweet spot where you want to be.
Well, even in the brigade, they had to kick somebody out early. You know, they didn't run a final four.
Yeah. Okay. So again, Frankie and Caleb would have been a good idea. So they want to bring in more people. So they decide that they are going to recruit Devin and Derek. Okay, on the surface, do you like the move to bring in Devin and Derek?
No.
Because are you being results oriented because Devin turned out to be a crazy person?
Yes, I am. But I mean, now that I've seen this, I would say, you know, it might be a good idea to have that big, huge guy on the outside, maybe with an alliance kind of formed, like connections to a big alliance that you maybe control him or something, but he is unruly. He can't move with you.
How about Derek? Do you think that so far Derek, who was the person that we were kind of worried about in the preseason, he's been pretty low key on the show at least.
Yes, and he's been doing really well, except for a couple of things in which he's kind of slipped up. Well, not really slipped up. He started discussing what he knew about coagulation of blood, and then kind of one by one, everybody started looking at him like, why does this guy know about coagulation of blood? And then he was like, oh, well, I take blood medication, or had taken some kind of medication or something at one point. Okay. It seemed like he covered well.
Well, let's just keep it to the show so far at this point. And so we end up with now we have four guys in the alliance, and they say, okay, well, four is good, but maybe six is better. And now they're just saying, like, well, what about let's bring in Zach and Cody. Why? Because there's a TV show, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Did that seem like that was why you bring those two guys in?
I don't know. I think the bringing Zach and Cody in was a good idea.
Okay. So you're
not really. Zach, not really. I don't think bringing anybody in.
Well, I thought it was especially bad that the way they did it. So they bring, so anytime, you know, let's say we have an alliance of four guys and then we bring in another guy like, hey, there's an alliance of four people. Are you in with us or not? No one will ever say no. And then you end up, especially then with Cody, it was even worse where they said, hey, there's a 6-person alliance. You're the 6th person. Are you in? And Cody, even in the diary room, was like, I mean, what am I going to say? I got to say yes, but I don't really care about this alliance. Plus, they told him he was 6 out of 6. So it really was, it was very bad. We'll get to much worse. But again, it was really very, very poor Big Brother play or any of these. It would be poor Survivor play, no matter what the show you're on. This was poor play.
As if the alliance wasn't big enough already with those additions, right?
Right. So
they have to make it even worse by in the middle of the night.
Yeah. We'll get to when we bring in then Christine and Amber. So they're bringing in here's 5 and 6. You know, Zach seems kind of pumped up about the bomb squad. Cody is definitely hedging his bet. We get a shot of Caleb says the girls in this house are not smart. And then we cut to Nicole talking about nail polish. She gets like the dum-dum music. I feel like that was probably a little unfair on the part of the editors, because I think you could have cut to any person in the house at any given time having a dumb conversation. I felt like that the show, by doing that, was almost telling us, the viewers, that the girls in the house are dumb. What do you think of that sequence that they gave us?
Well, I don't know what to think about that, actually.
Yeah.
I just have no idea, man.
Because I feel like that, you know, we saw later in the episode Christine talking. Christine certainly seems smart. Is the show telling us that Nicole actually is dumb?
Maybe. I mean, she doesn't seem dumb to me. She just seems like low key and like reserved.
I mean, are they trying to give her like the Jordan edit? Or they're just going to give her, they're going to show like all sorts of the dopey things that she says. I mean, I don't want to be a glassist, but I assumed that she was smart, that she had these big glasses. But like much like, you know, Christine appears to be very smart and has glasses. Am I a reverse glasses that I'm assuming people that have glasses are intelligent?
Yeah, I don't think just because you got glasses, you're intelligent.
You have glasses.
That doesn't mean that I'm intelligent. I used to not wear glasses.
Okay. All right, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Nicole is a dodo.
I don't think she's smart enough to attach herself to the right person in the game.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's people claiming that they're brilliant in this game already, and they're attaching themselves to the sinking ships.
Okay.
So who's the dodo, really?
So Jocasta and Pow Pow are talking about alliances in the house, and Jocasta says, "Hey, I've got an alliance with God in the house. What's a better idea? Have an alliance with God or have an alliance with Devin in the Big Brother house?"
Oh, definitely have an alliance with God is better than having an alliance with Devin. Definitely.
I think that's the way to go. I mean, we have not heard, though, from God. Do you think that the alliance between Jocasta and God could be like the Double D alliance, where Jocasta is the Donnie and she's 100% believing in the alliance with God, but in reality God is like, whoa, Jocasta, slow down. That's a big, you're asking for a lot right now. So let's just slow down. And then God is like pretending to cry in the storage room.
Well, you know how God is as a player, Rob. He's always willing to take more people into the alliance.
Yeah. And God switches sides also on people. You know, everybody, that Jocasta thinks she has a final two deal with God, and God is probably has a deal with everybody in the house.
Yeah, he might be looking at Pow Pow like, she's looking like a pretty good shot compared to Jocasta at this point.
Yeah. Okay. So we see then Christine and Nicole shore up their alliance, and they make a real alliance. And I felt like it was important the show showed us them twice. We saw them early on in the episode, and then we saw basically that they have to trust each other and be a force to be reckoned with. Do you feel like Nicole and Christine could go the distance, Brian?
Yes. Yeah, because they have loyalty. And as long as they can ride under the radar to a certain point in the game, they could accomplish just about anything if they play their cards right. Because
yeah,
they have that loyalty there.
No, I feel really good about Nicole and Christine, because who's coming after them? I mean, unless one of these HOHs just puts one of them up because they feel like they can't win the battle of the battle of the block, then I feel like if these guys could survive the first couple of weeks of this, these guys are golden.
Oh, yeah, but I don't figure that anybody will go after them now that all this week has panned out. This has been crazy.
Yeah. Here's some insight into Nicole's smarts. This is from Brian XYZ. Says, Nicole graduated summa cum laude. I guess I doubt she's stupid. So could this just be an instance of that Nicole is book smart, but sort of not street smart?
Well, I would say that I mean, she's got to be playing dumb a little bit in there, right?
I don't think she's playing dumb when she's talking to some of the other women that are in the house. Like, I doubt she's playing dumb when she's talking to Christine or talking about, I mean, I think that it was kind of unfair that they showed her, you know, her talking about her nail polish. I mean, I'm sure she's had much more intelligent conversations in the house.
Well, what does talking about my nail polish have to do with my intelligence level?
Well, they also gave her the dodo music. So it felt like to me the show is saying, see, she is dumb.
Well, what if they like showed like her doing calculus on a board and played dodo music?
Then you would think that the calculus was wrong. The dodo music is the show telling you this person is doing something stupid. It's shorthand for this is a somebody doing something dumb.
Well, they need to get their act together with Nicole, because I don't want to hear about it again.
Okay, good. Bethany TTYL says, as a nurse myself, I will say anyone that has graduated from nursing school is not dumb. That's what I thought. But then the show is telling me that she was dumb when they play the dodo music.
Yeah, they won't be doing that again.
Yeah, clean up your act.
Her and Christine's about to turn it on.
Okay, so we find out that the nominations are today. Okay, and then we see Devin and Donnie in the storage room. I thought this was a very funny scene, but it kind of made me not like Devin here before we even get to some of the other stuff. So here's poor Donnie, and he's buying into this like hook, line, and sinker. And Donnie is like basically telling Devin, like, hey, I have no other alliance. You're my alliance. I'm 100% with you. And Devin is like, you know, really like mugging for the camera. And I get that you have to play the game and, you know, do whatever you have to do. But he's like so proud of himself that he's taking advantage of Donnie. And I'm not sure why that necessarily is necessary.
What's... Not necessary, but see, he did look like he was taking pleasure in it, but he would say that, oh, it's not something, well, I don't know how he was like trying to say that he wasn't taking pleasure out of it. He was saying something, I can't remember.
I mean, he was winking at the camera, and I mean, why did he have to like put like water on his eyes like he was pretend crying? Like, was he just going to go out of the storage? First off, he...
Sprite? He put Sprite in his eyes.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So he put Sprite in his eyes. Why is he going to come out and cry to everybody in the house that he supposedly has a fake a alliance with Donnie that nobody knows about? So why pretend to be crying if somebody says like, "Hey, Devin, were you just crying in there?" He's like, "Yeah, bro, I was crying because Donnie wants me to go and argue to Caleb that I've got his back in the game, bro, and I don't really. I've just made a fake alliance with him, so I'm acting like I'm crying." Or he's like, "Or I am really crying because I have an alliance with Donnie." Either way, it doesn't make any sense why he would tell anybody that. So why pretend to be crying about it?
And what a fake alliance to begin with. It was a real alliance to begin with. And when he saw that the grass may have been greener on someone else's side of the pasture, he bolted. He said, "Well, I don't, you know, I feel bad about doing it to Donnie, but oh, whatever." So he doesn't really care about Donnie at this point in the game.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was just a glimpse into a guy who may not be.
Oh, he's playing a victim big time. That's his game.
Yeah.
He's been victimized.
We'll talk about that more later. And so then the guys are talking about who to nominate. They want to nominate Brittany because she has a fake smile. Do you think Brittany has a fake smile?
Brittany does not have a fake smile.
Yeah. She doesn't do like a smile that drifts.
The person that said that while they were saying it, they had a fake smile on their face.
Okay, so Caleb is talking about putting up a guy and a girl. And now it seems like Caleb and Frankie agreed, hey, we both have to put up a guy and a girl. Yeah, when Caleb's nominations come out, he nominates Donnie and Pow Pow, yet Frankie nominates Brittany and Victoria. Was there any fallout between Cody and Frankie over this, or this happened before the feeds even went on?
It happens before the feeds went on, but there was no fallout over it because it was, he had mentioned, you saw it in that clip. He had mentioned, the first two people that fell off. And then, Caleb said something, "Well, no, a boy and a girl instead of just two girls." He ended up just going with the two girls. So it was like one of those things where he could just easily say, "I just decided to go with what I was doing to begin with."
Okay. So we got a little more insight. We didn't know how the nominations were going to go. It turns out that instead of the, you know, tried and true tradition since Big Brother 2 of, okay, take the key out of the box, Brian, you are safe. Instead, now the nominees, have like some sort of a box that that the keys are in, and then you turn the key and then the TV lights up. Brian, do you like this, the new way we're doing the nominations this season?
Hell no. I like what we had, but this, I mean, I don't understand why we still can't do that, actually.
Because,
whatever.
I guess that the reason why we're doing this is because we have four nominees and we need to know who nominated who and sort of have it be like a battle. And so if we got down to it and there was four people who didn't get keys, then we'd still have to say, Caleb would be like, "All right, so Pow Pow and Donnie, you were my two nominations." And then it would be, I guess, a little more confusing. I think they want to have the moment of this is the people who got nominated. And so... doing it that way. So whatever. It just feels like it was a little bit awkward of the mechanics of it. Maybe we get it straightened out for week two.
Well, yeah, I just didn't like it. Okay. I mean, I don't understand why it can't just be like that, but go ahead.
All right, so Victoria was very upset about this because earlier in the episode, she was talking about how, hey, Frankie is my BFF. I'm going to take a shower in his bathroom because I'm the princess. I got to tell you, Victoria talking about how she's the princess is wearing a little thin on me.
She has a word for it. I don't remember what the word is, but they call her that sometimes to make her happy. she wants to be treated like a princess, and I don't blame her.
You don't blame her for wanting to be treated like a princess?
I think all women should want to be treated like princesses. No, guys should, I don't know, be okay. treated like princesses. I don't care. Whatever.
Okay. Victoria,
I ain't gonna be treating her like a princess.
Victoria is very upset, and she wants to get back at Frankie. Pow Pow is pumping up Donnie. Did you think Donnie seemed depressed after getting nominated?
Donnie is like, he don't have any emotion, no emotion. So like, even when he's really happy, he might seem to sound the same way.
Yeah.
So no, I think he is totally composed is what Donnie is.
Okay. So then did you like Christine and Nicole dancing in the storage room?
Oh yeah.
That was fun.
Well, unless you know, people were right outside listening at the door, it's a good way to let off a little steam and relief about not being nominated, I'm sure.
How come in the Big Brother house nobody just stands after the nomination and watches who goes in the storage room? If I was playing Big Brother, I would just, like, after the nomination, I'd just sit there at the table and just watch the storage room and see what two people go in there. And then I know that they're, like, jumping around in there.
It's the same thing as when someone wins HOH, watch who goes and runs and jumps into their arms, you know. It's these moments where these things happen. People do their celebration or they're whining and crying, and you could usually tell. I mean, especially from our point of view. Now, in the house, I'm sure it's different, but from our point of view, it's easy to see those things.
Okay. Caleb crying after the nominations. I felt like that was a little weak.
I guess so. I mean, I'm assuming that he does have, like, a small heart somewhere.
Yeah. I have a feeling this is not going to be the last time we see Caleb crying this season.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know. If he's really given something to cry about, I feel like that he'll be doing the opposite of crying.
Okay, what's the opposite of crying? Laughing?
Yelling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, in spitting and...
I don't think yelling's the opposite of crying.
I don't know. Well, if you're so mad that you cry.
Okay. So then Devin at night. Okay. So Frankie and Victoria, they go on and talk about it. And Frankie thinks he's being pretty smooth and thinks that he's going to tell Victoria, oh, I had no choice because Caleb nominated the people I wanted to nominate. Victoria is not buying it.
No. I mean, she's been done wrong. She feels like she's been done wrong, and I don't blame her.
I have a feeling that Victoria holds a grudge also.
Yeah, it's a good thing that Frankie did get that, like, that his pre-game strategy of getting into with the guys. It's a good thing that he got that handed to him because he looks like he's at least sunk his ship with her.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so that night, okay, this is probably one of the craziest things that we've ever seen strategically ever done on Big Brother. Devin makes a executive decision. As he's not even the founder of this alliance. He was brought in with Derek, okay? He makes the call himself. Not only do we need to bring two people into the alliance, I'm going to make the call, and I'm going to totally blow up the entire alliance. And I'm just going to pick these two people out of... He says that Christine is a Big Brother super fan. She knows everything about the game. And Amber is the smoke screen they need. What? You know what would be a better smoke screen? Like, not telling anybody about the alliance. That would be a better smoke screen, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what kind of smoke screen he thinks she's going to be. Is she just going to, like, walk back and forth in front of the alliance looking hot?
She'll be distracting to everybody. Christine was great in the diary room. I thought she was perfect when she said, why do you think you could trust me? Really, I mean, those are like the little cues we're seeing from people that I feel like are really good Big Brother players.
Yeah, and Amber was just as shocked. I just don't think that she was able to put together a "why do you think you can trust me" kind of diary room session, or she would have.
Yeah, I thought Cody, his diary sessions earlier in the game or in the show tonight also was the same sort of idea of like, okay, sure, I guess I'm in the alliance too. When somebody offers you an alliance, you take it. But, you know, these are all people that are going to jump ship at the first sign of trouble with this bomb squad.
Yeah, which makes you, it gives me, I feel like Cody has shown, I mean, I feel a lot better about his chances just by the way he's playing this out, actually.
Yeah, I think we might have not been too high on him because we thought maybe he might be just a Mimbo, but so far so good with Cody.
Oh yeah, and he's got it in the head. He knows what he's doing in the game, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, so this was really, really funny. So now Devin tells Christine and Amber, okay, you guys wait here. I'm going to go talk to Caleb and tell him about the plan. And so he's like outside the HOH door and he's like, "Hey," and they're like, ring the doorbell. And so he wakes up Caleb in the middle of the night to say, Hey man, I got to talk to you for a second, bro. We got two new people that are going to be in the Alliance because the Alliance of Six, I mean, that's old. That's been done before. We got to add two new women to the Alliance and get them going in here. So I brought in Christine and Amber to the Alliance. So they're in it with us now. They're members. They have complete the same membership as everybody else. And Caleb's like, wait, They know about the bomb squad?
He's
like, yeah, they know, bro. They know. Yeah, he leaves out the part. It's like, well, I told them everything. But like, he makes it sound like they were onto them and he had to bring them in because the cover was blown.
Yeah, and he did that later with the other guys. They were like, what? And you went and told them? I was like, well, they knew. They knew, guys. Obviously, they knew, bro. Obviously, they knew.
He says, it's foolproof. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not foolproof.
No, and the fool's in charge.
Okay. Brian, do you think that the Alliance of Six Guys, was that getting old?
The Alliance of Six Guys got old for Devin.
Got old. Like, have they capped it? Will Devin bring more people into the house?
I don't know. Next week they might have a final 12 Alliance. Who knows?
All right. So Devin, they basically, Frankie, his mind is blown. Everybody's mind is blown. Devin's like, all right, everybody just needs to stay cool. Like, you need to stay cool. they could not go 4 days without taking the Alliance. The Alliance started with two, then it was four, then it was six, and now it's at eight. By how many days into the game is this? I mean, this is before even the live feeds came on, right?
Yeah. Oh, this is free live feed.
All right, so then things get even wackier when, okay, so here's Donnie, and he's talking with, like, a couple of people in the house, and what were they, they're doing yoga, and what did he talk about, he's going to bust a bean? Is that what he said?
I don't even know what it was. I mean, the joke didn't make sense to me, and I think because maybe Devin didn't understand the joke, that he thought it was above his head or something.
Well, I don't know. But so then he starts talking about a hooker who is getting paid in macaroni, and she's called a prostitute. And, you know, the girls all laugh. And then Devin is like, he's besides himself. He can't believe it. He figures, hey, that joke was so funny. Everybody laughed at it. Donnie is a major threat in the game because he told the prostitute joke. I mean, that's like a fifth grade joke book.
Yeah, he goes upstairs and says he's holding court. Donnie is actually holding court as if he was a king or something.
Hey guys, Donnie, he's downstairs. He's telling jokes that are hilarious, and everybody is laughing. I think the guy might be a professional comedian, and we've got big problems. Donnie knows the prostitute joke, bro. It's no.
Yeah,
Oh my God.
He dropped the prostitute joke.
He just dropped the prostitute joke on us. We're all screwed. This guy is hilarious.
We got to get our own prostitute bombs for the bomb squad.
Hey, did anybody bring a joke book in here? Because we are screwed if we don't, because Donnie knows all the jokes, bro. He's got the cricket sound effects. He's got the prostitute joke. He's holding court. We're screwed, bro. Oh boy.
Oh yeah. They are. So, well, he's screwed.
He's screwed.
Completely screwed.
Yeah, because Amber said, "Are you a comedian?" Oh my God. So he's like, "No, I'm just a simple groundskeeper, just a groundskeeper at school." And they're like, "I think he's lying about his job, bro. I think we got to get Donnie out." Oh no.
Yeah, and this is supposed to be his final two alliance.
Yeah,
that he turned on for no reason whatsoever. Right?
Yeah.
And he's going to talk about integrity in the game.
Okay. All right. And then so we had the Battle of the Block. Did you like the format of the Battle of the Block?
Oh, with the nominees competing? Yeah, I think that's what we kind of speculated that we'd like to see, right?
Yeah. So that was very, very fun. Did you like this competition, the Pouring 20s?
I did like it. It was something kind of different than I'd seen before. There was like extra components. It's like you had to get the swings started, and then you had to kind of synchronize the swings, and then you had to be able to balance while you were getting the fluid and be accurate in tossing the fluid. So I did kind of enjoy it. And the fact that Pow Pow fell off and was hanging there like that dangling, I laughed so hard at that. It hurt my really bad.
Yes, a lot of viewers, I think, were happy for the HD tonight while Pow Pow was swinging.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But we'll see plenty of more from Pow Pow. She's just that kind of girl, I believe.
Okay. So they went back and forth. I enjoyed this challenge. I felt like I was watching Boardwalk Empire. I liked how everybody looked in the challenge. It was fun to see. And so we saw Brittany and Victoria end up walking off and being the people who move on. And so Frankie is out as HOH. Caleb's the only HOH. Pow Pow and Donnie are nominated, and that's where we leave it after episode 3 of Big Brother.
Correct.
Okay.
Frankie did fall in the pool.
Yeah, and he fell.
Did he do that on purpose?
I don't know. All right, so let's see if we... Was there anything else from the episode? I want to take some questions about the episode before we let our TV show watching people go and talk about the live feeds from this weekend.
Yeah, let's just hear what they want to know about. Okay. I really enjoyed Zach's DRs.
All right. This is from Ahmed Hossein, who says, "This is the most hilarious episode ever. Yeah, haha, can't wait to watch the episode." Oh, man, that Ahmed is enjoying the podcast, didn't even watch the episode yet. There you go. Must be on the
Excellent.
West. Must be on the West Coast. Okay. This is from Bethany TTYL, says, "After Thursday's eviction, there will be more members in the bomb squad than not in the bomb squad. Seriously, a dum-dum." Well, that's not a bad play necessarily to have more people in your alliance than not in your alliance. But, you know, ideally, you don't want to have an 8-person alliance. That's potentially the biggest alliance we've ever seen on reality TV that wasn't sort of like a fake Stealth R Us. Let's just give everybody a nickname.
Yeah, and it's going to be really kind of difficult to predict what's going to happen in the future, because there's not just one new HOH, there's two new HOHs. So they kind of need to get both of the HOHs, don't they?
Yeah. Let's go to Harry Levinson wants to know, where did Allison find this guy? He was a single stay-at-home dad, so a full-time stay-at-home dad. I don't know where they found him.
Hell, I don't know. I don't know. In California? They found him in California, Rob.
Yeah,
they don't look too far when they look.
No, he was in. I guess he's supposedly a Harley Davidson dealer in Texas, but he's definitely from California.
Okay. Well, I think on the feeds he says he's been in California for 3 months.
Okay, so he doesn't talk like he's from Texas.
No, he just, only thing on the feeds I have no idea. Okay. So I think he's from California, because he was talking about playing baseball in high school in California.
Yeah. Love Vegan Style says, Devin, worst player since Ronnie. What do you think, Brian? Worst is Devin the worst Big Brother player since Ronnie?
Ronnie, I don't believe, was a bad player.
I think Ronnie just got a little carried away.
Yeah, I mean, we could debate Ronnie anytime, but the Devin, Christine in the house is going around saying that somebody else in the house that, I mean, we're not into spoilers yet, right?
Not yet.
Is the worst player in Big Brother history. And Devin is all about saying that that person is the worst player in Big Brother history, so that we're getting questions now asking if he is. He's running around saying someone else in that house is. So. Okay. He's out there.
We'll talk about that in about 10 minutes. Cam Perry says, do you think that Devin will make it past week 3 in the house? What do you think, Brian? We knew he had a target on his back to begin with. We're seeing how, you know, for me, it's not necessarily about what he did tonight that I think he's in trouble. Like, on paper, everything he did was bad, but I think it's more symptoms of the bigger problem that this guy is kind of a lunatic when it comes to the game. Would you agree with that? That it's not necessarily what he did tonight, but more symptoms of what he might do in the future that's the most troubling thing about Devin?
Well, I think the most troubling thing about Devin is what Zach pointed out, that he is, like, allowing paranoid delusions to run his game.
Yeah, I think that's fair. That's fair. Mark Stabation says, Devin is the worst player since Brian. Was Brian a bad player? I always thought that Brian was a smart guy that just got carried away also.
Yeah, and he put his faith in Jerry and somebody he thought would... he said he would never turn on him. He got his word from that Marine Corps, you know, those integrity-driven people, and then Jerry... shelve that and then bounced Brian. So yeah, Brian was stupid for believing in a Marine Corps vet would keep his word.
Okay, let me see.
Which he really was stupid for believing that.
Let me see if there's any other non-spoiler questions until we get to that point. I think we're gonna probably I know everybody is excited to talk about the feed, so let's take one more. The bidet 003, perhaps Devin should make a bomb squad 16 person alliance. They would be in total control of the house. There you go.
That's not gonna work.
Yeah. Legacy Killer says, Devin, what in the hell are you smoking? Cool it, brother, or you're done next week.
All right. No, he needs to be smoking something.
Yeah, I think so. We were high on Devin. At least we felt like that personality-wise, we were worried about his size, but I feel like we said, like, oh, you know, he's got a really good personality that, you know, he might be able to overcome this, right?
I thought that he might be able to show some, like, minute level of composure in the house, but it don't matter. It's like that dog in that one movie. It's like squirrel, and he's gone, and you can't get him.
Hey, guys, I just saw a squirrel in the backyard. I think that we need to invite the squirrel in the alliance. It'll be the first ever human squirrel alliance that has ever happened on the show. I think that all human alliances are over. They're boring. They're tired. We don't want to see them anymore. But now we've got a squirrel in our alliance. I think that this is the new squirrel human bomb squad. It's happening. It's done. It's a done deal. It's foolproof. We're going to make it happen.
The squirrel is a full member.
Yeah, full member. The squirrel has just as much membership. Squirrel has as many votes as Frankie does. We're including the squirrel. It's happening. All right. So, all right. Let's get it. Okay, we got to get the people into the feeds. Okay. All right. Let's do it. Usually, I'm going to hit the buzzer here. Okay, but my son, I let him play with the buzzer and he dropped it on the floor. So I gotta open up the back of this thing and really take a look at it. So in the meantime, okay, we're going to talk about the feeds. If you don't have the feeds yet and you want to jump in, check out robaswebsite.com/live feeds. Check it out free for 2 days. All right. Brian, are you ready for the first time in Big Brother 2014 to talk about the live feeds?
God, yes.
Okay. Yes. Boom. All right. So on top of what we've seen here with Devin, the house pretty much exploded over the weekend with new enemy number one, Joey, correct?
Joey. Yes. Our brilliant first draft pick as population of the U.S. people.
Yes.
We
yes.
did a wonderful job in right. picking someone that's going to get her ass evicted.
All right, good. All right, well, let's take it back a step. Okay, so Donnie would go on to win the veto over the weekend, but he was the target to still go home, correct?
Yes, he was the target to go home. It wasn't a big switch for everybody to just like change, because you got to figure Devin was the guy like pushing this, right? Get Donnie out, get Donnie out, get Donnie out. So everybody else is fine. Let's just get Donnie out. You know, he kind of convinced them. But then when it switched around, he just kind of felt free to go back to Donnie and secure this Double D's alliance again, right? And now he's to the point where he don't even want. He's told everybody Donnie has to go to jury. Donnie has to go to jury. We can't kick him out before jury now.
All right. Let's go ahead and, Brian, for the first time, let's bring up your alliance chart of week one, okay? So this was as reported by Brian Lynch as of today. Can you see this okay?
I can't see it, Rob.
Okay. You can?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So
I can.
All right. So let's go ahead and bring in what we saw on the show unfold tonight, the 8-person bomb squad. Okay. And that is what is in the center here in the blue box. But Brian, in your chart, you have two separate triangles on the left and the right hand side. On one triangle, we see Caleb, Frankie, and Devin. On the other side of the rectangle, we see a triangle that has Zach, Cody, and Derek. Can you talk us through the divisions here now in the 8-person bomb squad?
Yeah, it's important to note that the strongest connection in this bomb squad is between Zach and Frankie. And between them, they've decided to split the guys up into these two groups, these two fake sub-alliances that they're going to kind of control.
Yes. Okay.
So, I got going.
All right. So I've been trying to follow along on the feeds myself. And of course, I'm not watching nearly as much as you. I wasn't sure if where Zach's real loyalties lie. So Zach and Frankie is for real the final two deal.
Yes. Zach has specifically told feeders that him and Frankie will be in the finals, that they're going to rip the house apart, slit everyone's throats, talked about in a very gratuitous ways. So it's a definite thing. It's a definite thing. Even when Frankie would walk around in the backyard, Zach will like try to talk into his microphone to us. And then when Frankie sees him, he'll run over there and say, well, what were you talking about? And then he'll tell him, but he tells him exactly what he said. So he's being open and honest with Frankie, not so with anybody else in the house, really. But his closest group is Cody and Derek.
Okay. Are there names for these sub-alliances?
Yeah. So the Zach, Derek, Cody alliance is Jump Street, I believe.
Okay. So that's Jump Street. And now is Derek, out of the closet as a cop at this point?
No. He's like I was saying, like I got to early in the podcast. He said some things that's kind of been questionable as to maybe let people start to get people start thinking about it. But he seems like he's covered well. He's doing a lot of lying. And even at one point he offered, Donnie was quizzing him about, you know, the groundskeeping, you know, cause he's a groundskeeper, was quizzing him about his fake job. And Derek offered him a job at the place he doesn't really work.
Oh, that's a real,
I think right there.
You're a jerk move there. So, by the way, I also posted a copy of this. If you check out on robhasawebsite.com on the post for this episode, you can see a full copy of Brian's alliance chart through this weekend. What about on the other side? Does the Frankie, Devin, and Caleb alliance have a name?
Not really, because they've got all sorts of kind of off alliances. You know, Caleb and Devin are really close. Caleb has like told people that he will never go against Devin. And Caleb is also outside of the Alliance, this Hayden connection down here. He has told Hayden, like, early on in the game that he wouldn't go against him. So Hayden and on Caleb's target list is down to number 9, right? Like, okay, just outside of the bomb squad.
Okay. Could you talk to a little bit about the red triangle, which has Christine, who's in the bomb squad, but then she's connected to Nicole, of course, that we saw that tonight. And then Hayden is in the red triangle with Christine and Nicole. How close have they become over the weekend?
But like I said, you know, Nicole and Christine have been like laying really low. It's kind of hard to catch them talking, but sometimes you catch them on the hammock. And at one specific moment, I heard them both talking, telling each other that I'm so glad that you're here and I'm so glad that Hayden's here. So I have to group them all three together. I think that, of course, Christine and Nicole is the strong connection there in that group. But if they want Hayden, he's there for the picking.
Brian, was there not room in the chart to fit in Jocasta's alliance with God?
You know, God is everywhere, all over that chart, Rob. You know this.
Okay, so the people who are sort of the stragglers on the outside of the chart, we have Victoria, Pow Pow, Donnie, his only connection is to Devin, and Brittany. Are these people just basically, this is like a floater island here with Jocasta?
Well, I mean, with Donnie kind of has, he's used his time on the blog instead of losing his head like some people would to establish a lot of connections. So, I mean, instead of drawing connections to everybody, you know, that's what I did. I just kind of left that going that way. Jocasta and Paola are really close together. They do Bible study all the time. I think Brittany and Victoria are really close. You know, they were on the block together, so.
Okay. And then the other part of this that we haven't talked about yet, which I think we're going to get into right now, is all the way here on the left, all by her lonesome, is Joey. And I see some questions in the chat room. This is from Ruth Preeb, who wants to know, what happened to the Girls Alliance? Brian, could you talk us through what happened to the Girls Alliance and how Joey ended up from a person who on Thursday night we felt very good about her as a member of Team America to a person who is now the odds-on favorite to go home on Thursday?
Okay, so Joey, this happened pre-feed as well, so we're going to see exactly what went down on the next episode. However, Joey apparently, like, exposed the Girls Alliance for some reason. I have no idea. It totally backfired on her. It just put a huge target on her. And even while they were talking about, we've still got to get Donnie out of the house, she had made herself, put herself enough on the radar to become the de facto backdoor target if something happened to those nominations.
Okay.
Pre-feed.
Okay, so then once Donnie ends up coming off the block, can we talk about what Joey decides to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, it kind of goes back to what Caleb has decided to do, right? Caleb has decided to tell it because he don't want to get blood on his hands, right? He don't want to accept responsibility for his replacement nominee. So he tells everybody that he's going to take a house vote. He's going to talk to everybody, and they all get one vote. And whoever they tell him to put up, he's going to put up. Well, Joey senses this is like, you know, a fake vote. And so she decides she's going to put him on blast the night before the veto ceremony. And obviously, you know what happens after that.
Okay. So could you take us through the events of yesterday and why Devin has become so worked up?
Oh, with Devin. Okay, well, all right. So a lot of this stuff still happened. The stuff that they're complaining about yesterday happened like before the feeds. There's something happened with a bottle of lotion. God, man, I haven't got to go back. Okay, so Zach and Derek are talking to, Joey, trying to get her to call out Devin, trying to get her to declare her vote in this fake vote as Devin. And so they get her to go to Devin and tell him that he's going home. Everybody's already decided. So that's what she does. Devin gets pissed off and goes and blows up on a bunch of people, including Brittany, and he starts lumping her into all this stuff. Brittany's mad at him over something about lotion and a sheet and looking at them wrong.
Lotion. Hold on. Let's back up here. What happened with the lotion and the sheet and looking at them wrong?
I think maybe the first thing would have been people complaining about him eating too much in the house and him being defensive about that and blowing up on Jocasta over it. That's what Brittany says. That, to hear her, that's her side of the story, right? So we don't. I haven't seen this. The lotion thing was he was cleaning up in the kitchen and threw Brittany's lotion away or something. And then the sheets, like he was washing sheets and he got locked out, and somehow his sheets didn't get up back on the bed because he was washing his sheets. And he's like super freaked out about laying on beds with no sheets and wanted to blow up on everybody about that.
Okay, well, that is sounds much less exciting than my imagination was letting it be, Brian.
Yeah, well, I mean, people call it a sheet gate, lotion gate, whatever gate, but they're not really gates, right? Because it's like really the blow up talking about it afterwards, what happened. It's like, no, you're misunderstood. You're reading into things. Like, no, you're reading into things. You're being mad at me. And then,
wait, hold on. Who's making that noise?
Devin and Brittany thing has been kind of crazy, right? Because Devin had been running around saying parents should win this game. A parent should win this game because they have kids, blah, blah, blah. But he wants to fight with Brittany. And so Brittany has to come back and say, oh, well, you know, we're both parents. I really do want a parent to win. Maybe we shouldn't be there. And they're just like,
okay. All right. So, I was watching some of the show last night, and Devin was very upset and was calling, going basically to everybody. He was telling the same story all over the house a number of times about how, you know, it was my daughter's birthday and I had to be dealing with this from Joey. And so what exactly did she do to him on his daughter's birthday that made him so upset? And he was basically telling everybody what he was going to say when they voted her out, and he wasn't going to let her know anything. And then when she voted her out, that was what he was going to say to her.
Your question is, what did Joey do to him on his daughter's birthday?
Yes.
Joey listened to Zach and Derek, who told her, well, not really Derek. Zach was the one really pushing it. Derek kind of wanted her to have like a whole house meeting kind of thing and put it out in the open. But she wanted to go talk to him personally and not make a big thing about it. So she took Zach's advice and went after and just went and told him that she's going to vote for him to be up there. And he's the one going home.
Okay. Why did Joey then say she was going to tell everybody that Caleb was going to go and take a vote privately from everybody about who the renom is going to be?
Well, that's because what Caleb said he was going to do. Caleb doesn't want to take responsibility for his own actions, so he wants to put it all in the house and blame it on them. So the vote thing is like a whole facade for him to like not have to deal with her BS.
So why is everybody all saying that Joey is so dumb?
I think because she exposed, I'm not sure exactly what she did with it. She said there was a huge girls alliance. I don't know if she actually exposed El Cuatro, but whatever it was, like the girls don't want to be anywhere near each other. But I think there's a huge danger in the girls like reforming after this, right? To get Joey out, the one that went running her mouth about all this and everybody sees what the repercussions of that was. There's a good possibility that the girls reform after this, I believe.
Do you think that Joey is actually as bad as what everybody's saying? Or has it just been that people are just, Devin is convinced that she's terrible and people are just trying to placate Devin by going on about how bad she is?
No, she's bad. She's bad.
Who is worse, Joey or Devin?
Devin.
Devin is worse. Okay.
Devin is worse.
All right. Let's talk about the romantic entanglements of Caleb and Amber. What's going on there, Brian? Is that happening?
All right. So like one of the first things I saw was Derek telling Amber that she could really use his attraction to her advantage in the game. And she really needs to start thinking about that for the benefit of her game. For the most part, he seems to be kind of Gina Marie-ing her, like as if she's Nick Uhas.
He was wearing a blue hat earlier.
Yeah, so I mean, and she is coming around, starting to do stuff like dance with him every once in a while. But when it comes time to lay down in bed, she wants to run off and snuggle with somebody else.
Why? Who else is she snuggling with?
Butt snuggles. You're getting butt snuggles. She, Victoria. I'm sure she probably got some butt snuggles from Nicole, because you know Nicole loves butt snuggle.
Oh my God. All right. And how is Caleb handling this?
Okay. Yesterday he was ready to give up on it, but she kind of turned up the switches again and did so. I don't know exactly what she did, but she was throwing him some looks or something and got him interested again. So I think ideally she probably wants to keep him at that perfect distance where he thinks that he's already always got that chance of having the relationship after the game.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Okay. And so then is she actually manipulating him, or is she just really not that interested?
She's not that interested. And she's actually trying to manipulate him, probably because of, I'm just guessing, right? Because she has done some things that make you wonder, like, if you're not interested, you wouldn't do that, right? You wouldn't go up and dance with somebody.
She's leading him on.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy. And
she had no interest in him, always run away from him. And then I heard Donnie tell her, well, you know, you can use this, Derek tell her, well, you could use this to your advantage. And then all of a sudden she doesn't mind getting around him and talking to him about certain things.
A lot of people in the chat room are saying that Caleb is obsessed with Amber. What kinds of obsessive things is he doing?
He talks about how the ways that she looked at him, or
whoa,
the way that she was doing whatever, and how suggestive it was. And
why? What was she doing that was suggestive?
I don't know. Like drinking a glass of water, like it was, I don't know.
Oh,
that
man.
That wasn't it. Some of these things just slipped my mind, but it is kind of ridiculous to the levels that he's going with idolizing her. He's basically idolizing her.
Okay. Let's talk about Joey puking on Devin.
Yeah. So, I mean, and this is not like something that like blew up to making her a bigger target. I think she had already done the whole exposing of the girls thing. This is probably before. This may be before the POV ceremony. So, she just puked on him. And then she puked into a bowl. Some of it got on him. And then while she was trying to get away, she like dumped the bowl out onto the floor. It was just nasty. And then she had let's not talk about it.
Okay. Could this have been a Team America task?
I was wondering that, but I didn't get to vote on somebody to make her puke on somebody.
Okay.
And if it's a Team America task and they're getting tasks from Team America that's not us voting, then it's not it's Team Grodner.
Would you have voted for Joey to puke on Devin?
I just vote for her to shut up. Save her ass.
Why you're saying shut up for her own good because you like her, or shut up because you don't like her?
No, shut up. I do like her. She needs to shut up. It's over now. As far as I know, she's gone. Unless something major, major happens, right? But what she should have been doing is what Zach has been doing. Sleeping all day long. Waking up, finding out what's going on, go back to bed.
I always say, Brian, that if you go in the Big Brother house, like, go to sleep until August 1st. You'll be fine.
That's Zach's plan. Sleep 4 weeks, wake up, play the game.
I think so. I think that's the right way to go. Basically, hibernate your way. Make the most of the time that you're awake. But nothing good can happen when you're awake in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, but Zach's doing it right. He wakes up, gives great DR, goes back to bed, wakes up, finds out what's going on from Frankie, gives him a pep talk. You know, what he says is, you keep on laughing, making fun of everybody, and I'll just keep on sleeping, and then we'll be fine. It's about jury.
Tell me about Frankie's brainwashing sessions.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it's meditation sessions of some kind in which he, you know, you do the whole, and then the amethyst light come down through your chakra and blah, 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 and all this whatever, and everybody's just like, just zonks out like he's controlling them, and then they all feel great or whatever, and they start moaning like they're having sex. And
whoa, is he like a hypnotist?
Yeah, he says, and he counts down at the end like a hypnotist would, and he releases them, and they kind of like fall out, like, oh my God, let's do that again.
So, do you think that Frankie Grande is hypnotizing everybody, and should we be more concerned about the mass hypnosis that Ariana Grande could be doing in her music?
Frankie Grande is hypnotizing people in the house, without a doubt.
What is he hypnotizing them to do?
Nothing. Just become calm like Hindu cows while he slits their throats.
Oh, no, Brian, these are some big allegations you're making.
Well, okay, so Jocasta did it the first time, right? Nicole was, like, laughing through the whole thing the first time. I think Zach slipped through the second one. Jocasta set out the second one, right? But yes. People really do enjoy it.
Yeah. That could be fun.
Yeah, but, you know, our friend Ika from Big Brother Canada would call it some voodoo, wouldn't she?
All right, so does Joey know she's going on the block yet?
Joey is on the block.
Okay, so we're officially there?
Yes, that happened this morning. Joey got put up on the block.
Okay, how did she take it?
She knew it was going to happen, you know. I mean, Caleb basically told her as much, told her to expect it. So,
is she fighting to save herself?
Yeah, so Devin has gone to her and told her that that he wants to work with her, but not have an alliance, like a secret allies, but not an alliance, right? So he wants to lead her on into thinking that she has a chance so that when she gets cut, she'll be totally devastated.
Okay. So it seems like there's a lot of time left in the Big Brother week before Thursday's eviction. Typically, right? Why are they doing the veto so early in the week?
I don't give them enough time to talk it out, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of time for things to switch around, obviously, is there not?
Just to put ourselves in the minds of production, let's say, you know, we're, you know, Alison Grodner, Rich Meehan, we're sitting down. Who do we want to stay in the house? We want to keep Pow Pow or you want to keep Joey?
Wow. I mean, I guess you you don't care.
We don't care?
I don't think we care.
Do we say that?
I mean, unless they're like, they have those, we got to save our America's twist or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I figure, you know, I'd be just happy if the next person that gets it gets voted out. That's something that's a problem for Donnie, actually, because he was on the block. And so people started voting for him to be the next person just so he might be saved by the twist. Right. So he may become America's next whatever. But the reason he got voted there was because everybody thought he was going to be evicted.
It would be so Big Brother if the Team America person gets voted out first. It would be like just like the Saboteur, you know, that they try so hard to make these twists. And then it seems like whether it's through for whatever reason, it's just karma that person ends up going out.
Yeah, well, this right here is like one of those instances in which the public really does have the power to kill this twist off.
Yeah. So how do you mean? Just pick the people that are going to go home?
Yep. If the American public has the foresight to pick the people that's going to be evicted to go into that, twist is dead. Unless they do something where like the next vote would be like all three are picked, right?
But we don't even know if we like the power or not. What if we like Team America?
Is it worth the risk?
I guess not. Brian, I thought I saw a screen cap where Derek was wearing a police badge in the house. Was that a Photoshop or is he actually wearing a police badge?
Yeah, he was wearing it. That was, I think, from something from the veto comp, right? And like different people were wearing it. So eventually he grabbed it to put it on to get the you know, just to get the shot of him wearing it and fooling everybody. But really, he wasn't doing much fooling anybody. I mean, it was everybody else was wearing it first.
Okay.
I wouldn't have gotten near it, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either if I'm trying to let people not think I'm a police officer. All right. Brian, anything else from the feeds before I jump into some of these questions?
No, let's go to the questions, man.
Okay. Let's go to some of the questions. Some people are reporting some of the things that Caleb is doing in his obsession about Amber. This is from Bethany TTYL, says, Caleb wore her dress as a scarf today. Brian, did you catch that?
I did not catch that, but it doesn't surprise me. It's along the lines of crazy obsessive stuff that he's been doing about her.
Okay. Edwin Hernandez says he said that they will be engaged in 6 months.
That doesn't really sound like one of the upper echelon things that are spooky about what he's done.
There's worse things?
6 months, it's like, no, he's just weird. just weird.
Okay. So let's see. This is from Tyler Fredrickson wants to know, what do you think about the bromance between Frankie and Zach? You're on board, right?
I am on board. I'm kind of shocked at the levels that Zach is going to go to make Frankie comfortable. I mean, they hug and snuggle, and I would think that Zach is kind of – I would think that Zach has a little bit more control over him than Frankie has over Zach.
Frankie and Zach snuggle?
Yes. But see, no, Frankie snuggles with a lot – and hugs. He's a hugger, number one, right?
Okay.
So he goes around, hugs everybody. But if Zach's in the bed when Frankie walks in there and they haven't seen each other in a while, Frankie will be on top of them and they'll hug and lay there for, well, like minutes.
Okay. Let's see. What else should we talk about? Okay. This is from William Rinaldi. Were you impressed with Derek and his ability to keep up with Donnie flawlessly? So far, really impressed with him. Are you impressed with Derek? I have to say, from watching him on the show over the weekend, I think I was impressed with his game.
I am impressed with his game. I've changed my mind about Derek. I really have concerns about him getting caught up in this lie about, you know, being a whatever from Parks, whatever. But, you know, if he can get through, see, he may, what I like about Derek's game is it's possible for him to play a game in which he's never really in danger. So if you don't put yourself in a position to make mistakes, then you might not have to make a mistake. And I think that's what I like about his game.
Harry Levinson says, how crazy would a Devin HOH be? Oh boy, how fun would that be on Thursday?
It would be good for the bomb squad members, right? You know, they just keep on kissing his ass. He'll go after Brittany and whoever.
Yeah.
You know, Powell will end up back on the block.
Yeah. Amazing Race Know-It-All says, Caleb only accepted Amber as he is so in love with her. So was he actually pumped up when Devin added her to the alliance?
No. I mean, all this stuff happened pre-feed, right? So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they didn't show us. Okay. So, I mean, he could have been kind of excited about it. I mean, he's in love with her.
Mark Sebastian wants to know, is the Crazy Eights the alliance that collapsed the fastest in BB history?
Well, I don't know. It's sounding like El Cuatro and Crazy Eights both collapsed pre-feed. So, I mean, you can take a pick there.
Okay. Emily has a Devin conspiracy theory. He actually doesn't want to win. He wanted to be an actor and is doing all these things for TV time because surely he's not that stupid. What do you think? Is that possible? Is Devin actually know what he is doing and he knows he's getting a lot of screen time?
No. No, I don't believe Devin knows what he's doing.
Okay. This is from Dylan Lightning, who says, who do you think will leave first in the bomb squad?
I mean, it's going to be Devin or Caleb. I mean, I would say it has to be Devin, right?
Bigger targets.
The first available backdoor opportunity. You play your game, bomb squad strategy, straight until one of your people are in control of the backdoor opportunity. Backdoor.
Okay. This is from Harry Tren, who wants to say, did you notice that Jocasta's name was spelled wrong in the opening credits? They spelled it Jocasta, I guess, instead of Jocasta. That's a mistake. You gotta spell the people's name right on the credits.
Yeah, well, they'll get that fixed, I'm sure, right?
You gotta hope so. Okay, let's go from Regal Harmon, who said, what do you think about how BB16 is evolving right now? New intro, new background theme, also a new intro logo. Gotta say, Brian, so far so good on BB16, because we talked about how on Wednesday the Big Brother ratings were up. On Thursday, the Big Brother ratings were up almost 10% from the first Big Brother Thursday of 2013. How about that?
That's great news. I mean, we want them to get great ratings. That's all we want.
Hey.
This is them to get great enough ratings that they stay on another season.
We want great ratings and we want good TV. And so far, so good.
They kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. But I think that they did a good job with marketing if they're getting good ratings on the first week. Because I don't think it was like that the show was so good on the first night that more people tuned in. I think that they did a good job of promoting what was coming.
Yeah, like they did do a good job of making everybody happy, I believe. Yeah. They got out there and then promoted it.
Yeah, so far.
Personally.
So far, so good. Okay, this is from Josh Benson, who said, what should Amber and Christine do with the knowledge of the All Guy Alliance? Sell them out or join them? How do you think they should play this?
I wonder if Christine's already told Nicole, but I don't know. I haven't seen that on the feeds yet. So, I mean, it would be good to know whether or not she's withholding that information from Nicole, right? After seeing this episode, that's the number one thing I'm looking for.
I think she probably told her. I mean, the whole problem with telling all these other people is that now the genie is out of the bottle. There's no way that the whole house doesn't know about what's going on with the bomb squad.
From what I've seen, it's come up to the, you know, now that it's past the veto ceremony, right? That frees everybody up to do all this crazy stuff, right? These girls are not going to go around and try to get the whole house turned against the bomb squad, not when Caleb still has the ability to put one of them up on the block. But now that they're free and clear from that and can work up to the next week, I mean, they got to lay low because they may become targets now with two HOHs if they piss off their own people. But if they get in control, they might be able to do some damage.
A lot of the people that I've been reading on Facebook have been saying that Caleb has been making a lot of outlandish claims, and people have been like compiling a list of things that he said. Have you noticed this from Caleb? Things like that people wanted him to be in porn. How he he just stripped at like a stranger's bachelorette party for no reason. All sorts of these outlandish claims. Have you heard any of these?
Yeah, I did hear the porn one. There was the Chippendales one. No, the Chippendales thing was like people, the whole entire house thought he had told the story about being a Chippendale or something like that. But then when they asked him about it again, he said, no, I did that for Halloween or something. So,
okay.
Maybe it was the bachelorette party.
All right, Trish Paul says that Caleb also told Devin he can't eat mac and cheese because he has an estrogen problem. Has this been reported? Do we have any doctors in the audience that can explain what the estrogen problem is and how that would be affected by mac and cheese?
I don't know. He also has this thing. It was like he says sushi instead of other words. It's like, well, you know, sushi, that means blah, blah, blah. I don't know why. You'll see it. He uses sushi.
Is sushi slang for something?
I don't know.
Or is he like one of the Smurfs where he just uses like, oh, I smurfed the Smurfs with the Smurf today.
You know what he does? He gives people ultimatums in his own alliance. And he talks about it all the time. He's, you know, if I go home, if one of y'all send me home, everybody's getting exposed. Everybody's getting exposed. So, and then Frank is like, well, if I go home because of you, everybody's getting exposed.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's not really good with his own alliance either.
All right. William Rinaldi wants to know, who will go further, Zach and Frankie or Nicole and Christine? All right. Who you got, Brian? Now, we know your pick before the game started was Zach. My pick was Christine. Who do you think goes further?
Zach and Frankie. Zach.
But, Brian, I was watching the feeds last night, and, you know, I'm seeing Zach, and he's, like, you know, having these one-on-one talks with Frankie and one-on-one talks with Cody. They're playing the game so hard, Brian. Can these guys keep this up for 90 days and not get exposed?
Zach does play really, really hard. You're right, and it's a good thing that he sleeps because when he wakes up, he is like full throttle with the game. I think what he does is he goes to Derek and Cody and tries to just make sure that they know that he's their core alliance, right? And to kind of like to shelve this notion that he's really close to Frankie, which is starting to take hold in the house. So. But to be fair, Christine and Nicole are also seem like a pair.
But short of like Boogie and Will in the All-Star season, can you think of any two people that were playing the game this hard in week one that ended up going the distance?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Rachel Riley plays hard every single week. I mean,
she compete. I guess so. But I feel like that was a different story in Big Brother 13. But was was the Brigade, you know, scheming this much early? I feel like the Brigade was like a lot of like, okay, this is what it is. Let's go out to the house and, you know, and go do our thing. Where I feel like every time you see these guys, they're, you know, everybody's having another one-on-one conversation.
I mean, I guess it depends on what's playing too hard, too fast, right? I mean, if you get exposed, it's about not getting exposed.
Yeah. I think that I feel like I feel like Zach's playing on like a 9 or a 10 right now. And I feel like it's still like just tune it down a little bit. I think he's coming in a little too hot.
How much more does he have to sleep during the day?
But I'd say about 30% more, because it seems like these guys are all the guys, it seems like, are playing very hard, very early.
To be honest, though, go ahead.
A couple more questions. Say whatever you had to say.
I already forgot. Let's do it.
Okay. Ryder Mohan wants to know, what do you guys think of Hayden and Nicole's crush? Do you think it will affect Christine's game?
Oh, well, I mean, it depends on if that becomes a full blown line. I mean,
who has a crush on who?
Sure. This is one of those things that's kind of been like out there. And as far as I've ever seen them hanging out, they've been in the same room before, but they've kind of been on the opposite side of the room. So if there's a crush match or whatever that's going on, it's not something that I'm really reporting as something that actually exists. I think that they're together because they like each other. If something more comes out of that, then let me know.
Okay. Again, this is a little bit of hearsay, but this is from ULM Warhawk 21. Apparently, Ariana Grande disapproves of Zach and Frankie alliance. Brian, have you heard anything about this?
Well, no, but obviously it don't matter what Ariana Grande thinks.
Oh, it does matter. How could you say that?
Well, I mean, can she do anything about it?
Yes, she could tell people to when it comes time for America's Team America, they could.
What's she gonna do? Vote for Zach to become Team America, so he gets to go home.
Yes, get him out of there. Okay, so she does not approve. Do we have any word on who Ariana Grande does approve for the alliance?
I don't follow Ariana Grande. No, I don't.
Well, you should, Brian.
The family members.
You should.
I don't do it.
Okay. All right, so let's see. William Rinaldi wants to know, are you guys nervous about Frankie and Zach being exposed for being so close? And do you think anyone is noticing them?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely being noticed as a group, a pair of whatever kind in the house. I think they may be like the most noticeable pair, actually.
Okay. This is from Cameron Lydon, says, how do you feel about having a cop win both Big Brother and Survivor this year? Is that done? It's over?
Well, I mean, I'm indifferent about it. It doesn't matter to me what the professions of the people. All I want to see is a great game.
Okay. Hey, let's do one last question here. This is from Evan for Days on Twitter. Wants to know, do you predict another model being evicted in week two like every season? Well, no model curse last year, right? Who was evicted second on Big Brother 15?
Big Brother 15. So that would be Nick.
Nick. Oh, well, he was a male model. So I guess that maybe it expands to all sorts of modeling. Will a model go home in week two?
Possibly. I mean,
Caleb?
Well, it depends on what kind of, is Caleb a model? Caleb's a model. Zach's, not Zach, but, I think the most likely to go home would be the most likely. No, I'm going to say a model does not go home. The two most likely people to go home would be Brittany and Devin.
Okay.
And they're both targeting each other.
All right.
So if one of them, they take away, one of them's going on the block.
All right. And Brian, do you stand by your irrational pick after week one to win it all, Zach?
Yeah, because that's what I do. I don't abandon my people.
No reason to yet.
Let me get something clear, because like the last time we talked, he had told Frankie something about like the rich high school he went to, and we all thought, oh my God, he sunk his ship. Well, guess what? That's now his biggest alliance member. You remember when preseason when he was talking to Rachel and he told her that she was a bully and just blew her up. And she turned out to love him, like, in that interview. So that's his con. That's what he does. I have faith in him that he can do that to other people in the house and not get busted.
So his move is, you walk in the room, Zach sees you and says, like, hey, you are one ugly son of a bitch. And you say, hey, what gives? And he's like, ah, don't worry about it. Hey, look, let's talk, me and you. You're like, okay. Well, now it's like, I just want him to like me now. He was such a jerk when I first walked in. Now I don't know what I did to piss this guy off, but now I want him to like me.
Yeah, he'll convince you that your level of ugliness is exactly what he needs to take you to the final two.
Okay. All right. So Zach is like, he's like Don Rickles. He insults you and then you are very warm to him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but the one thing about his game, though, he's being really honest and open with Frankie, which is not something that I expected out of him. It's more kind of chill town. He tells Frankie that they're like Memphis and Dan.
Okay, and who's who?
Well, of course he would be Dan.
Okay,
but I think he's more like Will though. But I wouldn't be able to compare them like that because we really kind of feel like he's kind of clumsy with his efforts, isn't he?
Yeah. That's what the goal for Zach should be is Dr. Will. I think he has a long way until he gets to that point. All right.
People in the house call him the female Rachel.
The female Rachel? Well, how is that?
I mean, the male Rachel. I'm sorry.
Okay. Why do they call him the male Rachel?
I don't know. And I kind of like watched his DRs and tried to like piece them together. I mean, I kind of see some similarities between their abilities in the DR, but that's about it. I don't know. He said he was willing to accept that. He didn't care.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Brian, fantastic job tonight. Very, very fun show here on a Sunday night. We'll be back here every Sunday night. Our next Big Brother podcast is going to be on Wednesday. We're adding the Wednesday show, at least here in the early going of Big Brother 16, because there's so much to talk about. It's too long to go from Sunday to Thursday. We'll be back, of course, after the show Wednesday night and after the show Thursday night. My goal is to have a Big Brother guest. I've been talking to a lot of the Big Brother alumni. I think we're gonna have some really fun guests this season, people that we've had on before, some people that we haven't had on before, so it should be a very, very fun summer. I also want to attempt to do something that we've never done before on the Big Brother podcast. I'm gonna open up the voicemail inbox as well. We do it for the Survivor shows, but those are audio podcasts, but maybe on Wednesday we'll dip into some of your voicemails from during the week. So if you want to send some voicemails into us, you could do that at robhasawebsite.com/voicemail, or that's the higher quality version, or we could even take them at 323-282-RHAP, 323-282-RHAP for your voicemail inbox, okay? You could subscribe to the Big Brother only podcast feed at robhasawebsite.com/BB podcast, or all of our shows at robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. We also appreciate it when you leave us feedback and ratings on iTunes. Helps more and more people find the show. Okay, before we go, I want to thank our sponsor for today's podcast, Brian, and those are our friends over at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-day fantasy baseball site. I know that you're too busy with checking out the feeds, but there's still time to play fantasy baseball, Brian.
Yeah, I do get into fantasy sports some. You know, I might try to start a fantasy baseball team, actually.
Okay, well, people are turning just a couple bucks into $4,000. Somebody won $100,000. Somebody even won $1 million at DraftKings in one day playing fantasy baseball. And DraftKings takes it to a whole nother level with instant cash in every game, because you know who this would be perfect for is Devin, because when you play fantasy baseball on DraftKings, you get to add new players every single day to your team. That would be perfect.
That would be perfect for Devin, and $1 million is a lot more money than he could win on Big Brother.
Hold on, bro. So I could add players every single day and not have a team that's old? This is what would be foolproof. I could win instant cash every day.
That's right. So right now, well, you can score free entry into DraftKings' biggest fantasy baseball contest of the year, over $3 million in cash prizes with $1 million for first place. Enter ROB today at DraftKings.com for your free shot at hundreds, thousands, or even $1 million. Free spots are going quick, so enter ROB now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Brian, what's the biggest thing you're going to be on the lookout for these next 4 days?
I'm looking at Nicole and Christine, trying to find out exactly what information Christine's sharing with Nicole and trying to get a good grasp on exactly where they are and how low they're laying in the house.
Okay. Fantastic. If you want to, if you are not a live feed watcher and have been listening and said, I got to check this out, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/livefeeds and get a free trial of the Big Brother live feeds on CBS.com. And don't forget to go to robhasawebsite.com/bingo, to find out how to get your Big Brother live feed bingo card. We're going to do that for another week, sending out the bingo cards. And then I think that's it. People are going to be getting close to getting bingo by that point. All right. So Brian, enjoy the rest of your night. What are you doing? Going back into the feeds now?
Yeah, I'll just go straight back to the feeds and monitor them until I go to bed.
Okay, great. We've got a fun week coming up on Rob as a Podcast. On Monday, we are going to get into doing a underrated Survivor player draft. Of course, we did our top 20 rankings, and then from that, we have a list of 424 Survivor players. From the outside the top 30, I'm going to draft a team of 8 with 3 other people on Monday on Rob as a Podcast. That's going to be the all underrated Survivor player draft coming up. We're going to try to get that going, I think, live, but follow my Twitter and I'll let you know a little more about it when it's up. And then we'll be back on Wednesday night and Thursday night here as we head into 4th of July weekend. So very, very fun Sunday night. Thanks to everybody who watched us live and also in the archives. We'd love to hear what you think in the comments. And also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Have a great night, Brian. And thanks to Mark Solera, who helped out behind the scenes tonight. And have a great night, everybody. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.